let's go live to Bedford and Ben him nigh.
Hi, Ronnie.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I didn't ask you. I just went.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
How's your final status then?
I'll tell you what. He's quite impressive. Is John Howard? He's the tallest of all the statues I've seen.
Yes.
He's a kind of a dark, kind of figure looming over Bedford's Market Square.
Yes.
And he's got a ponderous look on his face. I read up on one of the tourist information boards that he was put into the pose of thinking about where his next journey is going to take place.
Oh, a ponderous. What is he?
Absolutely. He's got the whole kind of one. He's got the stereotypical stroking his chin way of thinking.
I was just stroking my chin when you were doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I was wondering where he was like the thinker. You know the thinker?
Yeah.
In that statue that looks like Bruce Forsyth in A Bad Day.
Yeah.
I thought that was... All right, so his name's John Howard.
John Howard. He was the High Sheriff of Bedfordshire in 1773. I mean, he was a prison reformer. So I think...
Howard League for Penal Bedford. Reform.
Oh, the Howard League for Penal Reform.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Wow!
There you go.
Which is your favourite statue from today?
Well, now I've seen John Howard. I like the pose. I like the colour. There's some weird stuff down the bottom, like some faces.
All right, okay.
So I like that detail at the bottom.
There may be some old prisoners.
Oh.
Unless somebody says something different. And I've asked you that already about your favourite one, haven't I?
Yeah. But that was without seeing this one.
Okay.
And now I've seen this one. This is my new favourite.
All right. Thanks, Ben. You can make your way home now.
Thank you.
That was for us. That was a pretty good feature. Ben visits statues in Beds, Hearts and Bucks. We've got to do that again.